Yeah, and very obvious there, taking out the smaller Celts, putting in the big man, Ridner, the power runner. And he actually sidestepped into the end zone untouched, did a nice job finding the hole the offensive line provided.
So they bring out Nick Hessing for the point after attempt, trying to make this score 14-0. We're not even halfway through the first quarter, and it's already 13-0 Harbor Beach.
So far, the first quarter has been the best quarter for this Pirate team so far.
Nick Hessling with the kick, and it is no good, wide to the left. He had to do a little bit of delay on the kick. It was a late snap, and the extra point is no good, and the score remains 13-0 Harbor Beach over Bath in the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Nothing. Pirates leave. 6:38 left in the first quarter, and it's a pop fly to second base. Bounces at the 23, and Bath picks it up and gets out to about the 27-yard line, where there are a whole bunch of black jerseys all over him. Number 5, Tareen Rusegle. We'll go with that pronunciation. I absolutely butchered that. That's some ground chuck right there I just made. And now it's 1st and 10 for the Bath Fighting Bees. Tareen Resigule.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Tareen Resigule. Okay. Devin Lamancy, number 21 for Harbor Beach, making the tackle on special teams.
1st and 10. Receiver wide each way. That double wing offense with Reindress in the backfield as the fullback, and it's a sweep out to the right to Richardson. He's out to the 30-yard line, dragged down by Travis Esmaker out of the 33-yard line. And it is a pickup of 5 yards, and actually, we'll go 5 yards. 2nd and 5 to go at the 33.
And nice, and again, the undersized defensive backs Harbor Beach has, Travis Esmaker, one of them, doing what he needs to do, and that's come up with a tackle in open field, because there would have been a lot of running room for Richardson if Esmaker does not make that tackle.
Bath going with a no-huddle offense, looking to the sideline for the call, now coming to the line of scrimmage. Receivers wide each way. Flankers just outside of the guards. Reindress in the backfield, man in motion. And this one's a keeper to Moffitt. He's down to the 38-yard line, close to the first down marker. They're going to mark him down to the 39 at a generous spot. And it's a 1st and 10 for the Fighting Bees.
The junior Devin Lamansky makes the tackle.
New set of downs for the Bees at their own 39-yard line. Their last drive resulted in one play and a fumble on the snap. Now we're starting to see the Bath offense really for the first time today after a quick three and out on the first drive, way back when.
Yeah, and we haven't seen Moffitt air it out yet. I'm kind of curious to see how he attacks these good defensive backs of Harbor Beach.
As Richardson goes in motion to the right, he's back to pass, stay in the pocket, louses this one out to the near sideline, and it goes out of bounds, nearly takes out the WNEM cameraman at the 40-yard line of Harbor Beach, incomplete, off by about 5 yards, and the clock stops at 5:16 left in the first, 13-0 Harbor Beach leads.
Yeah, Moffitt did the right thing, lofting it up to the sideline, but a little too much air, and it carried out of bounds on him, and he left his receiver out to dry as Josh Schelke lays a hit on his receiver. I think it was number 7. I think that was Ellsworth he was throwing it to, wasn't it? Or was it Payne?
Payne.
Payne was the intended receiver and got laid out, like Clark said, down by the track out here.
And the middle linebacker, DJ Ridner, is actually coming out. He has looks like he has an open wound. And Moffitt on the keeper, around the right side, across midfield, down to the 40, and runs out of bounds right there, being pursued by Josh Schelke. It is a 21-yard pickup and a first down into Harbor Beach territory, something that hasn't happened for Harbor Beach in about 3 weeks.
Josh Shelkey, again, run him out of bounds. But credit Moffitt there. So far, he has been really the only offense on the ground. So far, Rindress has been a non-factor. Harbor Beach really keying on him, but going to have to keep an eye on Moffitt as he can really turn on the jets in open field.
Rindress, number 45, the big fullback, hasn't seen much action so far tonight as they have two wide each way. Those flankers just outside the guards and a true receiver wide each way. Payne in motion to the left, and there's a fumble as Moffitt tried to turn to the left. The football stayed in the middle, though, and he had to dive on it behind the line of scrimmage back at the 41-yard line, a loss of a yard, and now second 11.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that keeps occurring. Again, it happened twice last week against Lakers. It's already happened twice against Harbor Beach. It's just a drive killer. They had a little momentum going, and then they basically give up a play. Second down and 10 now. And 10 yards becomes a little harder to get when it's second down already.
Good turnout from either side here. Bath coming out in droves, or I should say colonies, and Harbor Beach coming out in strong numbers as well. Moffitt on the keeper to the right, and Harbor Beach blasts right through the line. Callum Cook, as well as Harbor Beach's number 74, Austin Ginther, blasted right through the line on the right side and brought him down for no gain, third and 10.
And that's something you'll see with this Harbor Beach defense is if somebody gets a big play on him, the next time he gets a chance to run, they're after him and they're on him. They don't miss him. And Ginther and Cook both said, that's enough of this, and tackle him in the backfield for no gain. Now third and 10 for the Fighting Bees.
Third and 10 for Bath from the Harbor Beach's 40-yard line. Nose of the football touching the 40-yard line. Double wing offense, Richardson in motion to the right, and it's a counter to the left to Payne. He has room to run down to the 32-yard line, still on his feet as he spin move at the 30 and finally brought down the 27, a 13-yard gain, first and 10 for the Bath Fighting Bees.
Tackle eventually made by number 21, Devin Lemansky.
Harbor Beach did not see that coming on the count as they brought a man in motion to the right and ran to the left. And number three, Leslie Payne, who did not see many carries last week against Lakers, brings one out right now for a big gain of 13.
Yeah, and those are the only carries he's seen, were those counters back to the opposite side of the field, to the weak side of the field. Everyone bailing to the near side, and he takes a deceptive handoff to the far side.
Bath, left right across your radio, off the left hash. And it's a handoff to Rindress, caught in the backfield by number 74, Austin Ginther. Brings up no gain yet again, still at the 28-yard line, second and 10.
Now, with all these options going on, Clark, you're going to see guys moving around in the backfield. You're going to see a fake handoff here, the quarterback faking it this way. There are going to be defensive linemen who are going to go one-on-one or sometimes even unblocked. That time, Austin Ginther come flying into the backfield.
Two wide to the right. Double wing now in motion to the right as well. And now they get into Richardson at the 28, and Harbor Beach comes from behind. Number three, Callan Cook, brings down the tackle on Leslie Payne. And it brings up a two-yard gain, and now a third and 8.
Yeah, Callan Cook in good pursuit there. George Sutherland not far behind. You will see that a lot. Multiple Harbor Beach defenders in the area making tackles. They all chase the ball very well.
The winner of this game goes on to take the winner of Pulwama Westphalia in Carson City Crystal Falls. If I read that alert correctly, Carson City Crystal Falls 7-6.
That would be correct.
So a tight game over there as well. Third and 8 for the Fighting
false
Bees.
Start, false
and there's
start.
A false start. The flags come out from the referee, Joe Petriga, as the entire line jumped. And it's going to be a false start against Bath Fighting Bees. Walk off 5 yards. It goes from a third and 8 to a third and 13.
Yeah, and more particular, actually, number 45, you could penalize him. Anthony Rindress misjudged the snap count. He actually got a head start towards the football before it was even snapped. So for our stats at home, Rindress with the 5-yard false start penalty.
So a third and a lot more than... Did they walk off more than 5 there, it looks like, Dave?
No, it looks like it was third. It was third and 8 before that, wasn't it?
Third and 15 now, regardless.
Third and 13. Well, don't go by the scoreboard, Clark.
We'll go with whatever we feel like. Just hang on at home. As they're going back to pass, Moffitt's throwing this down to the near sideline, down to the